If you've never had a blowjob before, you may be wondering what the big deal is. After all, fucking a warm, wet, tight cunt is already so incredible. So why the mouth? What can that really do? I can't tell you from a guy's point of view why they like their getting their cocks sucked, but I can tell you why I like doing it. Because when I'm using my lips, my tongue, my throat, I control your cock like a puppet. Control the cock, control the man. When I give a blowjob, every part of you is mine to command. Not just what you feel, but also what you crave. Your desperation, your satisfaction. Do I overwhelm your lust and draw your cum out quickly? Or do I hold you on the edge until you whimper and beg me to give you that sweet release? I love starting slow and waiting to see exactly how your cock responds to my touch, letting it guide me. A soft kiss, lips wet, right along the shaft. The head twitches. It wants to feel me, but not yet. As I kiss up and down, leaving my spit behind, the cool air amplifies the wetness, and you feel a shiver down your spine. And when I feel I've teased you enough, I lick from the base of the shaft all the way up to the top, and take the whole head in my mouth, leaving it there for just a moment as I create a strong suction around it, pulling all the blood to the top of your cock and letting the nerves light on fire. Then I glide my lips off, kissing the very end, and smile as I look up at you. This is the moment that we both know. You are mine. This is the moment a lot of guys used to lose control and try to grab my head and force me down. But I've learned, if we want to do this right, I have to tie you up first. Tie your arms and legs to the bed, so all you can do is beg, and you do beg. And I love hearing it. I love hearing it so much. I give my good boy a reward and wrap my lips around your cock again, this time sliding them down slowly, ever so slowly, swirling my tongue under the head where the nerves are the most intense. This is when I let your moans and your cock guide me. I listen and feel, knowing when to get more intense and when to back off, when to suck as hard as I can, and when to switch to gentle, painfully slow kisses. Your pleasure is mine to control. Your orgasm is mine to command. Moan. Beg. Whimper. The noises you make, oh, they get me so wet, and I can't help but start thrusting my hips into the bed, leaving the soft fabric rub up and down my pussy as I soak the sheets in lust and arousal. This is when I push your cock to its limits and shove it as deep into my throat as I can. If you've never had a girl deep throat you, you might wonder why having a girl gag on your cock is hot. It's quite simple, really. When you slide down as far as you can, your skin is pulled down and stretched as tight as possible, and the sensation of every nerve gets amplified more than you thought possible. And when I have you as deep as you can go down my throat, I'll hold it there for as long as I can, feeling it twitch and pulse as it starts to drip tears of calm down my throat. Desperate, so desperate for release. So, go ahead. Close your eyes. Be my good boy and imagine everything. My lips, my tongue, and my throat. What they all can do for you. Be desperate for me. Cry out for me. Moan my name. Imagine having me there, between your leg, giving you pleasure you didn't know your body was capable of. You only feel the sensations I allow you to feel, and every sensation I allow you to feel is exactly what I want you to feel. All control is given over to me. How good it feels just thinking about it. Imagine how much better it is when the real thing happens. So beg. Beg me for that release. Beg for the orgasm you crave so desperately, and feel me pull it out of you, pulling every last drop out. Feel it build. Feel yourself be overwhelmed, and come for me. Come now. Come into my mouth. Come desperately down my throat as I push you over the edge. Let me drink every last drop. Come hard. Come deep. Be my good boy and come for me. I love doing things that make you give up all control and you become completely mine. Until we meet again.